Joined now by Tyler from the Head and the Heart. How are you today? Big day for you, right?
Yeah, we just announced our new album, Living Mirage. Comes out May 17th, and we put a new song into the world, Misconnection.
Yeah, and you can pre-order the album right now, right? You go to your website to do that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, we'll confirm that, and we'll let them know. But, like, yeah, so you actually, you live in Richmond, is that correct?
Yeah, I live in the Fan, actually.
So are you from Richmond, or did you sort of just make your way here?
I'm from Fredericksburg, and I moved down to Richmond maybe like 12 years ago before I moved to Seattle, and then I just kind of missed it. I love it there. So I moved back, and John from the band Head and the Heart also has an apartment up in Churchill.
So is he from Richmond as well?
We're both from Fredericksburg.
Wow. So you guys connected in Fredericksburg, yeah. Both fell in love with Richmond, and both live here.
Yeah, we were in a band in Richmond before we moved to Seattle and started the Head and the Heart. It was called Silent Film Star. Mm. Nobody's heard of it.
Oh, no, I'm a big fan. Richmond. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
No, right on. So, yeah, new album coming out. Pre-order the album now, May 17th. New song drops today. What was the process like of making the new album?
It was pretty spread out across the country. We started writing in Joshua Tree last January. And that was kind of where the record kind of took form, you know. It was like the genesis of this new kind of path, you know. I think we kind of had to shed some old skin and find some new inspiration. And we recorded in Nashville and L.A. and just really kind of proud of the work that we've done. It was a good, hard year of work, and it's just nice to have it into the world.
What's the difference now in recording an album as to in the past?
I think every album is different. You know, you kind of come in with no preconceived notions about what you're about to do. And I think, yeah, kind of coming in as a blank slate is the best way to do it, you know?
What do you think, every time you go in to record a new album, do you think, like, we've really grown as a band? Is that the feeling you get each time you go in there?
Yeah, for sure. And I think you don't even realize it until you're done making the record, you know? And you look back and you're like, oh, yeah, I think we did something different here, you know?
So what do you find different about this album, or what's your favorite part about it?
I think it's a really good kind of blend of our first three records. You know, I think I kind of view those as like a trilogy, and this just feels maybe more next level, a little more elevated. It's kind of taking all of those ideas to a new place.
Right on. So you guys are confident, you're happy with the new album. I mean, we're excited about it. And like, honestly, I'll tell you, I didn't even know you guys lived in Richmond until... I was told the other day. I was like, well, how did I miss that?
Yeah, we don't make a bunch of noise about it. You know, I think we like it because it is kind of more of a private city. You know, I think people are just kind of doing their thing and everyone's very creative. It's a good community.
Yeah, so where's the rest of the band live?
We're all spread out. So Kenny is in L.A. Charity and Maddie are in Seattle. And Chris is in, like, Eastern Washington in the mountains.
Probably cuts down on the infighting, right?
I mean, you'd be surprised, but no, I mean, I think we just kind of wanted to be in the places where we feel inspired and where we feel like it's home for us. And that allows us to be better people and more creative, I think.
What's your favorite place in Richmond?
Oh, favorite place, like restaurant wise or
anything,
anywhere?
Anything. What's your zen?
Anything. Oh man, my zen is actually just kind of sitting at Bird Park. Like, I love it there. Right. And also, I think the parks in Richmond are just incredible. Like, Libby Hill Park in Churchill at sunset. That's my true zen. I'm going to go with that one.
You know what? I get asked that question all the time when somebody comes in. They're like, what should we do in Richmond? And I freeze up. Why'd you ask me that? I've only lived here like 12 years.
The food is amazing, obviously. And I think that is like, it's crazy to see how far the food scene has kind of spread.
Right.
Like the word has spread about Richmond.
Yeah, it's like top 10 Yelp, like food destination.
I know. It's wild. And I think that's another good reason to live there. I mean, it's affordable and the food is killer. And the art scene is amazing. Coming out of VCU, there's so much good underground music, Space Bomb Records, Lucy Dacus, just all this cool stuff coming out right now.
So are you guys heading out on the road anytime soon?
We're on the road right now. We're in Park City, Utah. Very snowy here. we're doing a little like mountain run, it feels like ski run. And then we're doing a large tour in July with two nights at Red Rocks.
Oh, right on. That's the ultimate venue to play at, by the way. Have you played there yet?
Yeah, we've done 3 years there. Like 2 years ago, we did two nights sold out there. This one's looking like it's going to be the same. It's kind of the dream, you know?
Yeah, it's such a gorgeous venue, especially like at sunset and the music and the atmosphere. It's absolutely beautiful. So you got the new album coming out. That's going to happen on the 17th. You got the new song that dropped today, Misconnection. We're going to listen to that coming up. And Tyler, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it.
All right, bud.